I'm Bob Larson. Wetter and cooler weather in the Northwest this year has growers watching out for potential water-related crop issues. Washington Red Raspberry Commission Executive Director Henry Bierlink says berry growers are in the midst of harvest, so some summer-like weather would be nice.
Well, that is true. It is raining here, and that is not something that we really welcome right now, but it is what it is. So we are faced with a little more sporadic rains than we have. Or many harvests for the last 5 years have been really very good in terms of harvest season. Very little rain.
Bierlink says growers would prefer to regulate their own water usage.
All of our berries are irrigated, so for the most part, we get the water we need that way, and we'd rather not have it from the sky during this time of the year. But we have, and therefore we'll be fighting some mold pressure and those kind of things that are always kind of lurking behind the weather events. But otherwise, it's going reasonably well.
After all, he says, things could have been worse.
We had a pretty rough February after a pretty mild January, which caused some damage in our crop, and we felt that we might have some significant losses, and we will have some production losses, but they won't be as dramatic as what we thought they were, so that's good news.
Listen tomorrow for more on this year's Washington Red Raspberry harvest and the role our unusual weather played in this year's crop. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And with us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, a different kind of border crossing. Tell me, why can't I take fruit across the border?
The main reason is to prevent potentially harmful pests from entering our country or transporting them to another country. With the increase in global travel and trade, pest introductions have averaged 319 at U.S. ports of entry each day.
And how many of those pest introductions are becoming established?
Before 1960, one new species every year. In the past decade, about 9 new insects become established each year.
So what kind of pests are we talking about?
Plants, viruses, disease, insects, the brown marmorated stink bug, spotted wing Drosophila, Asian citrus psyllid. These insects' arrivals have been tough on the fruit industry.
So it sounds like it's best if I just leave my fruit at home.
Or eat it before the border.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.